It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. We're going to be doing a school district update today. So joining me over the phone, I have Principal Keith Palmer. He is with Creekview Elementary. Principal Palmer, thank you for taking out the time to join us. We appreciate it.
You bet. This is my pleasure to be with you.
So we were just discussing off of the air that, you know, you're wrapping things up and you're getting to the point now where it's time to allow students into the building to kind of check back in their stuff and get the last bit of their belongings that they maybe have left there and bring back Chromebooks and library books. So that's going on next week. Let's talk about that.
So Monday and Tuesday, we're having kids schedule through the same way we've done parent-teacher conference, so each parent or student's picking their own time to come in. We're scheduling them every 15 minutes, so we keep everyone safe, but they'll just come to their teacher's outside door. The teacher will have all their belongings prepared for them, and there'll be a place for them to deposit their things. They'll be able to trade those and then be able to... The most important thing for us in this is the face-to-face goodbye that these students desperately need some closure after all of this to at least see their teacher in person again. So that's the thing we're most excited about, is that we could figure out how to do that in a safe way.
Right, and that was one thing that, you know, you and I discussed too, is that it seems like every time I talk to somebody that works for the district or a teacher or a principal or what have you, it is, they need that closure, because we talk about the kids missing their friends, but these teachers miss their students just as much.
Oh, they desperately miss them. None of us went into this profession to talk to a computer, which is what we've turned into almost. And we all love kids and desperately want to be with them, but we also understand the circumstances. And we have tried to support them the best way we could, but we desperately miss seeing them face to face.
For sure. Now, you were also talking that you guys are putting a video together for an end-of-the-year video, and you kind of had students send stuff in. Let's talk about that.
So we kind of tried to make it almost like a video yearbook. Any student who wanted to be a part of it could send in a picture. They're all holding signs that say goodbye or thank you to their teacher, different messages. We ended up with, I would say, close to 70% of our students participated. We have like 320 pictures that have been sent in and then allowed each teacher to kind of give a goodbye message, and we'll put that together and send that out next week, and let the students at least see a picture of each other and try to help close out this year and hope for better things next year.
And get ready for next year. And speaking of getting ready for next year, it also seems like every time I've talked to somebody at the district, there are projects that have already started at their school that, you know, usually wait until the summertime, but and you guys are no different, correct?
Yeah, if you come by, it definitely looks like we're in the middle of projects. I think the district was wise in using this time, but we're removing the sand on our playground and replacing it with wood chips, which is safer for kids, and we've been getting carpet in our library, which was a big undertaking, and we're also having several teachers move around to make some things inside the school make sense, and I bet you we've accomplished half of that work already when we would have normally not even started till next week, and so that way we can be focused on having the building as clean as we possibly can when it's time to come back.
You were saying to me off the air that you think you moved 5,000 books in 2 hours in the library.
Yeah, we got told that these certain shelves we thought could stay had to go, and so... And that's where, you know, these people have been amazing. We sent out one text, and I had six aides here in within 20 minutes to quickly move those books. I mean, they've just, no matter what we've asked people during this time, they've just jumped to action, and I'm very impressed by them. Yeah, it was quite the undertaking to remove desks and remove books and then remove these shelves and be ready for carpet, but it's done and it's almost all back together.
And that's another thing that we've heard a lot too, is that, you know, everybody is doing to keep people working, everybody's doing something. You know, you may have been an aide, but now you're going to help out in the office doing this, and it's just kind of moving people around and getting the job done that needs to be done.
Yeah, and we've been able to do things that we never have time to do when people are in the building. We've cleaned out storage areas that have probably had stuff in there that's not been touched for, you know, 20, 30 years. But we have people here that need hours, so we have been able to do a lot of cleanup. And I mean, we found an 8-track tape shoved behind something that I don't think we have any use for anymore. You know, just odd things that just get forgotten and nobody has time for. We've been able to do a lot of projects like that that there just never is time to do.
And you found you were given the time to get them done now. Now, you were also talking in closing, you wanted to talk about the fact that, you know, these teachers are getting a different view of students with this one-on-one teaching. Let's talk about that.
So, you know, I've tried to focus a lot with our teachers in the last little while of finding the good through this, and they've been amazing about how positive they've been. But they had there was a group of teachers talking yesterday, and the whole conversation was that they were able to have experiences with students they'd never have in class. That the kid's very comfortable sitting on the couch at their house just talking, and they bring their dog in and talk to their teacher about their dog and what's been going on, but they're not really that comfortable or have that time when we're sitting in class. And the teachers just talked about how much they've loved that different interaction and that they feel like they actually know their students better than maybe under any other situation. So I'm so glad that they're finding the positives through this and that they feel like they're still supporting their students. I might have three of my own students here, and I've been very appreciative of the teachers and how hard they've tried to connect with these kids. And I know my own three just looked forward to that phone ringing so they could talk to their teacher. So it's been amazing those social interactions they were able to gain that they couldn't in other ways.
Kind of a different side of, you know, maybe and maybe it was for the students as well. You get to see kind of a different side of your teacher, and the teachers get to see a different side of their student.
Yeah, I mean, we have teachers recording themselves reading books so that the kids can still hear their voice, and I mean, just going above and beyond. I mean, just kudos to these teachers. They've worked way more hours than they would have to do this traditionally.
That's very true. Very true. Well, Mr. Palmer, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. And maybe the next time we talk, we'll be it'll be time for face-to-face school to start.
I hope so. I hope that's the scenario we come back to. So
I hope so as well, sir. Thank you so much for taking out the time today.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Keith Palmer, principal at Creekview Elementary. Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.